My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your paid speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how we grew Marketing School to over 750,000 downloads a month. How do we do it?
Well, technically we're on track for 850,000, but let's not go over numbers that we haven't hit yet.
Yes.
Hopefully we do hit that much.
Not put the cart before the horse.
That's right.
I never understood that expression, but that's the expression. Yeah.
You don't get the expression?
No.
If you put the cart before the horse, what happens?
It drives itself.
No, what happens if you're uphill? It doesn't drive, so it'll go backwards. Or if you're on flat land, nothing happens.
It's fine, the horse will run away anyway.
All right, so the first thing that Eric and I ended up doing is when we launched Marketing School, we realized that, hey, just because you create a podcast and we've been in marketing for a bit, it doesn't mean that you're going to automatically get listeners. So the first thing that we did was promote the podcast through a few email blasts. We leveraged our list. Eric has a list. I have a list. The other interesting thing that we did was we got other people out there and begged them to promote our podcast. If they won't promote it through their list, you can always pay them to do so. But that's a quick way to get instant subscribers and traction from day one.
Yeah, I'll call what we do right now with Marketing School, let's just call it a product, okay? So when you think about a product, like why do you use a certain product? Like why do you use an iPhone, for example? And it's because, you know, you like how it is. So for me, it's like, it's a nice design. I'm staring at my iPhone right now. It's fast, you know, it's just cool, okay? And it's like a supercomputer in your pocket, right? That goes without saying. So the point is this, we had a content tilt, and our content tilt was that you got two guys that really love marketing, that really love implementing marketing on different businesses that they run, and they just keep doing the same thing over and over. It's fun to them. It's a game, right? So you get to listen to our stories, and you get to listen to actual numbers, and you get to listen to kind of in the trenches kind of stuff. So it's not like we're talking theory, right? It's short. It's to the point. It's every single day. We have not missed one single episode in 2 years. Think about it. You got two people here that haven't missed it for over, let's just call it 2.5 years. Like, that to me is kind of crazy. It's neurotic. But if you can do something like that, if you can have a spin on it where it's every day and it's, it could be short, just think about what your spin is. You're going to be able to set yourself apart from other people.
Have we been doing it for 2 years yet?
It's over 2.5 years.
You sure?
Yeah, I guarantee it. I'll bet you.
No, I believe you. I don't like taking bets unless I know their answer. But the other thing that Eric and I do, we are very picky with the titles. Think of podcast titles like blog titles. If you don't think it'll do well on Twitter or Facebook, or it's not somewhat clickbaity, I know many of you guys hate that word. I'm not saying you should get people to click just for the sake of it and dupe people. But if your title is not appealing, you're not going to do well. By creating appealing titles, even though we have the same amount of subscribers, it doesn't change drastically from day to day. If one day we have a really appealing title, sometimes we can get double the amount of listens. It really comes down to the headline or the title if people want to listen. So take time to create it. And things that Eric and I do is we pull from, you know, BuzzSumo. We type in keywords. We see what other titles are appealing. We won't copy them, but it gives us ideas. We do the same with YouTube. We'll go on YouTube, type in keywords, see what videos are popular. That'll give us inspiration as well. We also go to a lot of the old blog content that we've written, see what's popular. And again, we use that as inspiration as well. But you want to write amazing headlines. If you're not sure where to start, start with BuzzSumo, type in keywords, and they'll give you ideas of what works in your space and what doesn't.
Neil makes a really good point. David Ogilvy, one of the greatest advertisers in the world, said that, you know, when you write the headline, 80 cents on the dollar has been spent already. So what literally happens, like those of you that are looking at us on video right now, is sometimes before we even start recording, we might spend even 15 minutes. Like we're spending time just sitting there figuring out the titles, because sometimes it just doesn't click immediately. And it is hard coming up with these titles, and it does take a lot of time and effort. It is like, we're not going to get the traffic that we want if we don't write a good headline at the end of the day. So sometimes Neil might write something or I might write something, and we might need to adjust it like 2 or 3 times. It's not going to be there immediately. So that does matter. And the other thing I'll say is this. We did at some point, we did partner up with some people in terms of, you know, we did like a read of their show. They did a read of ours.
Entrepreneur Magazine.
Yeah. We did see like a bump. It wasn't like a sustainable bump, but I'm just giving you that as an idea if you do want to utilize it, that you can do these kind of, you know, mutual reads for each other.
Yeah, and on a side note, I should have taken the bet. You are right over 2 years, but you're wrong about 2.5 years.
How long is it?
Roughly 2 years and 3 months.
Whatever.
When we're recording this. No, we got to get to 1 million listens a month before 2.5 years now.
All right. If you guys can help us with that, that'd be great.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that at the end.
Yes. Another strategy that Eric and I use too is we look at our Libsyn stats. So Libsyn, which most of you guys will use if you guys have a podcast, it'll show you the episodes, which ones do well and which ones don't. We go in there before we record any session. So typically in a recording session, we'll record 15 to 20 episodes, but we're looking at our Libsyn stats to see what's hot, what's not, what didn't work. Sadly, it doesn't give you like amazing feedback on why it worked or why it didn't work, but it'll at least give you a directional advice. So if you can see the numbers are up, you can be like, all right, directionally, people like this kind of topic. If it's down, then directionally, people don't like this kind of topic.
Yeah. And to build on that, too, the podcast analytics. So it's still in beta right now, but Apple has its analytics and you can see kind of the retention rate over time of your episodes. I do look at the retention rate every now and then. And what we find is that whenever we talk about SEO and content, it tends to do better than the other topics we talk about.
Yeah, that's common. That's also with our blogs as well.
Yep. Same kind of deal. So, I mean, we don't, other kind of stuff that we're working on right now, which has helped accelerate growth. And this was Neil's idea, was us doing that live event as a trade. Like if you rate, review, subscribe, you know, we are going to do this live event. That's having a really good offer to put in front of people. And we have tried different offers in the past and we've iterated on it, right? So your first offer might suck. Your second offer might suck. But the key is that you're iterating on different offers and eventually you might settle on a good one. And that's what's going to get people to kind of rate, review, subscribe. And then that you're going to pop up higher than other people.
Yeah, that's it from my end. The podcast stuff isn't too complicated. Oh, one other hack that Eric figured out was with your iTunes, you know, listing, I think most people only show their last 100 episodes. Eric changed it to the last 300. We wish we can show all our episodes. iTunes does not allow that. Mm-hmm. But once we change it to 300, we saw a huge spike in listens.
Actually, that's a good point. So, hey, if you guys are interested in having us curate all our episodes, make them into like quizzes, and then, you know, do it for like employee or corporate training where you can kind of track the results of everyone, because we have the content already and it's not gonna, you know, it's there and it's helpful for, if it's helpful for you, go ahead and tweet at me. It's at Eric Osu. That's, there's an O in the middle, at Eric Osu. It's S-I-U, by the way. I don't know why everyone spells S-E-Y. It's Eric Osu if you're interested in that, because there have been people reaching out to us, and we might be, you know, keen on moving forward with it. But anyway, on the note of the live event, so here's the deal. We are going to throw a live event in downtown Los Angeles once we get to 1 million downloads. Right now, we're about on track for 850,000 downloads a month. And we need you to rate, review, subscribe to this podcast. Go to marketingschool.io/stats. That's with an S. And you can track our progress. Once we get there, we'll do the live event. You're going to have food. You're going to be hanging out with Neil and I. It's going to be recorded if you can't make it there. It'll be great. People have been offering us thousands of dollars to attend an event like this. We're going to do it free if we can get to the million. Just go to marketingschool.io/stats, rate, review, subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.